It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Greg Gutfeld.
I'm Martha McCallum.
I'm Brett Baer, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Friday, September 30th, 2022. I'm John Saucier. In a grand show of power and straight up balking at international rules, Russia's moving ahead with annexation of 4 territories they claim to occupy in Ukraine. This after holding referendums that Western powers are calling a sham.
Anywhere from 96 to 98% of people, according to the Russians, voted in favor of joining Russia, and it's just simply not true. And it was expected as a precursor to the annexation that we saw today, and it is part of the Russian playbook.
This is the Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition.
I'm Emily Campagno, host of the Fox True Crime Podcast. January 26th, 1988 was a cold and suspiciously quiet night at the Indianapolis Police Department, but the frigid night took a chilling turn with news of a triple homicide. This week, I'm joined by retired Sergeant Judd Green for a look back at this savage case. Available now on Apple, Spotify, and FoxNewsPodcast.com.
It's a celebration of sorts in Russia. Russian President Vladimir Putin holding a ceremony and signing documents that he says makes captured parts of Ukraine now parts of Russia. President Biden talked about this on Friday.
I want to also speak to Mr. Putin's remarks this morning. You know, America and its allies are not going, let me emphasize, are not going to be intimidated by Putin and his reckless words and threats. He's not going to scare us, and he doesn't or intimidate us.
But do nuclear weapons scare you? What's next in this war? Can we even do anything about it? We're speaking today with Fox News foreign correspondent Trey Yanks. He's back in Kyiv, Ukraine.
Under international law, this is a clear violation. But Russian President Putin, since the beginning of this conflict more than 7 months ago, made clear that he doesn't abide by international law. He doesn't abide by norms and human rights that have been accepted by the entire world.
We're speaking today with Fox News foreign correspondent Trey Yanks. He's back in Kyiv, Ukraine.
And so that's part of the motivation behind the actions that he's taken and the announcement that he made today from Moscow that Russia has annexed 4 Ukrainian regions, occupied areas of Ukraine that are currently controlled by the Russians, at least in part, that Vladimir Putin now says are part of his country. And he says everyone that lives there is now a Russian citizen. And there's no basis for him making these claims or these statements. And even his closest allies, like Kazakhstan and Serbia, have said they don't recognize the referendums and the voting that took place over the past week because it's not real voting. It is a sham election that was set up by the Russians. And ultimately, it's something that won't be recognized by anyone.
Can we talk a little bit about that voting? Because we've heard sham referendums and whatnot. Who exactly was voting? How'd that process go? What have you been hearing about it? Because I've heard reports, or at least allegations, that people were told to vote at gunpoint by Russian soldiers. What have you heard?
That's true. In some of these occupied areas, people were forced into voting. And the outcome of the election was predetermined. Anywhere from 96 to 98% of people, according to the Russians, voted in favor of joining Russia, and it's just simply not true. And it was expected as a precursor to the annexation that we saw today, and it is part of the Russian playbook. They did a similar thing in 2014 when they annexed Crimea, Ukrainian territory. They did a similar thing before the war began. And so President Putin has painted himself into a corner. He has now created a scenario where an attack on a Russian unit in Ukraine, he will try to say, is an attack on Russian territory. But the reality is that territory belongs to Ukraine. And so it's created an even more tense situation on the ground. It is widely seen by those who are observing the war and analyzing what takes place as an escalation. And it raises a lot of questions about what the Russian leader will do as he continues to face internal and external pressure.
Yeah, and the biggest question is, will he use nuclear weapons? Because that's basically what he was inferring, that now these areas are Russia and Russia will defend them as such. And Putin hasn't been too shy about using this nuclear wordage. How concerned are people in Ukraine about nuclear weapons entering the battlefield?
Well, they're taking the threat very seriously, and the Ukrainians are not only looking at this on a political level, but they're also looking at it on a military level. It's part of the reason they're asking for more air defense systems to place throughout the country. Vladimir Putin has thousands of tactical nuclear weapons. He has the ability to fire them, and according to his recent statements, he has the will to do so. And this is saber-rattling by the Russian leader. There is no imminent indication that he will actually use them, but it doesn't take much for him to go from a posture that he's in right now to a posture of actually using the weapons. And that's the biggest concern for the United States and for the entire world, frankly, is that if this escalates to a nuclear level, a level that Vladimir Putin says he reserves the right to move this war to, that it would ultimately require a response from the international community, which ultimately could lead to NATO involvement, which could unravel this entire conflict into a much broader war. And yeah, that's what everyone hopes to avoid, but could be a grim reality on the horizon.
Our guy, Fox News correspondent Trey Yinks, is back in Ukraine as Russia carves up the country and threatens to use nuclear weapons. This very important conversation continues next. Putin recently said it's actually the United States that's trying to take over the world. He accused of the U.S. hatching a plot to conquer Europe, Japan, and Germany, which, I don't know, to me sounds ludicrous, but here we are with this Russian propaganda. What's the feeling inside of Kiev, Trey, with this Russian annexation of these Ukrainian areas? Because to me, if you're Ukrainian, this makes things a lot more dangerous. Say your town comes under fire and you need to flee. Now there's less Ukrainian area to go to. Are people feeling more apprehensive, more scared, or does their courage continue?
Their courage certainly continues. The Ukrainian people are resilient, but as you and I have talked about throughout this entire conflict, that needs to be said with a caveat, which is that a population can be resilient, much like the Ukrainians are, but also be facing a horrible, horrible thing that's happening, terror inflicted on their communities. Today, for example, in a southern region called Zaporizhia, the Russians fired missiles at a humanitarian convoy, killing 25 civilians. And this is something that the entire population was aware of. They watch the reports in local media. They see what's taking place. They log into social media, and they look at the images of what's happening to their fellow citizens. And so they are certainly afraid of escalation in this conflict, and they understand how much of an unpredictable leader Vladimir Putin is. They have seen the massacres take place on their own soil, and so they don't think this is an individual who will stop at anything to win this war. And you have NATO today saying that they will not stop at anything when it comes to supporting the Ukrainians. And the White House echoed those words also, basically saying that the support will continue until Ukraine wins. So it's a situation that is very dire and could rapidly spiral out of control.
We're speaking today with Fox News foreign correspondent Trey Yinks. He's been covering this war since the jump. He's back in Ukraine once again doing the same. All this is Russia's annexing parts of Ukraine. You just heard him talk about how President Biden feels about that. What can the West do? We know that the Treasury Department has put on sanctions against Russia, trying to hurt them financially. Is this going to be enough, do you think? Is this the appropriate response?
Yeah, there were a lot of new sanctions announced today against entities and individuals. And the United States this week announced a $1.1 billion military aid package that will eventually include HIMARS rocket systems, a system that is actually helping the Ukrainians to take back and liberate territory in the eastern part of this country. The delivery on those systems will take a while, but there are other items in this list that will be delivered more quickly, such as vehicles and armor. But the West is making very clear right now they believe the best way to support Ukraine is real-time military equipment and financial support. They do not see Ukraine immediately joining NATO as the right path forward because Ukraine is involved in an active conflict, and due to Article 5 within NATO, other countries would be required to act and defend Ukraine directly. And that's something that could ultimately escalate into literally a world war. And so these are the things that we're talking about. We're talking about world war. We're talking about nuclear annihilation. And a year ago, had we had this discussion, it would have seemed a far-out idea. But it is a conversation that is taking place on the ground in Ukraine because people understand that Vladimir Putin does have the nuclear weapons. And it is now a question whether or not he decides to use them. We are one question away from nuclear war. And it is something that NATO is concerned about, the United States is concerned about, and quite frankly, every country around the world, because it is a red line that once crossed will be extremely difficult to come back from.
Yeah, indeed. Trey Yinks reporting from Kyiv, Ukraine, on this escalating situation. This war has definitely taken a turn with Russian annexation of areas of Ukraine and those threats of nuclear weapons. Trey, stay safe over there. Thanks for your reporting, and thanks for joining us here on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. Stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.